This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After manufacturing activity in China, factories fell for the fifth straight month. The key stock index in Shanghai fell 0.6% today. Here, S&P futures are up 0.25%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.1%. This week, Best Buy reported its sales were down more than 6% in the spring compared to the same quarter a year ago. Demand for consumer electronics has been falling over the last couple of years, in part because many bought the gizmos they needed early in the pandemic. Best Buy's boss, however, thinks this year is a low point for electronics and that things will turn, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
It's true that people aren't spending as much on computers this year as they are on traveling or eating out. But Andrew Sicilla with Alex Partners says there's still demand for electronics that fit into a more outdoor economy, like smartwatches, for instance.
Devices that are wearables that are helping individuals lead a better health and wellness lifestyle.
Sicilla says demand for electronics could eventually surge, since devices people bought earlier in the pandemic aren't going to last forever.
So it could be a matter of they're staying with the same product and replacing it, or they're looking at new products and making the upgrades.
That said, consumers are still grappling with inflation. Mikiko Kitagawa, an analyst at Gartner, says people probably aren't prioritizing any device upgrades right now.
Meaning that, you know, I used to upgrade my device every 4 years or 3 years, maybe stretch to the 5 years.
Still, Kitagawa says people started relying on their devices a lot more during the pandemic, and many of those habits aren't going away. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.